This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. One of the most closely watched Democratic primary races in the area this season is for Hamilton County Sheriff. Incumbent Sheriff Jim Neal faces a challenge from former Deputy Charmaine McGuffey. We talked earlier with both candidates about why each believes he or she is best for the job. We start with McGuffey in this pre-recorded interview. And joining me now is Charmaine McGuffey. She is a Democratic candidate in the primary for Hamilton County Sheriff. Ms. McGuffey, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
We're just going to start with a very basic question that we're asking all the candidates, and we want to know why you want this office.
I want this office because it is important that we embrace, as a community and as a government, criminal justice reform. Criminal justice reform is not on the horizon. It's not days away. It's here and it's now. I have a vision and I have a plan to bring that reform to the sheriff's office and improve the sheriff's office, not just for the incarcerated people, of course, but improve the way that we work in the system, improve the lives of officers who wear the uniform, and improve our law and order status of the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office.
It's not usual that we hear a candidate talk about criminal justice reform and law and order at the same time, because historically they can mean a variety of different things depending on one's ideology. So the first thing I want to ask about is what you mean by criminal justice reform and what you see as your opportunity to implement some semblance of that at the county level.
Well, what I see as criminal justice reform is moving us away from the decades and decades of the 1950s model, which includes mass incarceration, people languishing in jail to wait until they can get to a courtroom to even have a trial to determine whether they're guilty or not of the crime they're accused of, to relieve the overcrowding that is going on, particularly in our jail. It is very overcrowded, has been for many, many years. And the other piece to that reform is actually improving on our safety in communities by reducing recidivism, so that when people leave our facility, leave our custody, they have an opportunity to build on the skills and the resources that we've provided for them, real-life resources, not just a piece of paper with phone numbers, but actual people who they have met, who they've created a relationship with, peer mentors, and people who will help move them forward and push them to greater success in their life. So that's what reform means to me. It means working with the judges, working with attorneys, defense attorneys, prosecutor's office. I mean, all hands on deck for this issue. That's how I look at reform.
Okay, then let's talk about your definition of law and order then. Because a lot of times that means the opposite of what you were just saying. It's like, let's lock up as many perceived criminals or actual criminals that we can get.
Well, I absolutely am law and order. I believe in consequences for your behavior. And there are consequences for your behavior. But the consequence for your behavior should also be measured enough that we can move you on if possible. And I think one of the things that we need to do in our law enforcement agencies, and particularly the sheriff's office, is look at it in a multidimensional way. I mean, yes, it's one dimension to have law enforcement, it's one dimension to have reform, but you really can join them and actually live in a multidimensional environment where you can affect things day to day in real time that involve both of those goals.
I want to talk about just the general nature of the Hamilton County Sheriff's role, because it wasn't very long ago where the idea of a Democrat holding the Hamilton County Sheriff's seat would have just been a fantasy for people who would be in favor of such a thing. But it happened. And right. It happened with Sheriff Jim Neal, the incumbent.
Yes.
And now the political landscape has changed so much in Hamilton County that there's a competitive primary for this office among the Democrats, with the winner of the primary being likely to win in November. And you're the one challenging incumbent Jim Neal. And people who've paid attention to this race know a lot of the background and some of those issues. But I'm hoping that you can put into words what motivated you on any personal level to seek to have him removed from this position in favor of you.
Well, quite frankly, when I sat down and looked at the sum of the position, the sum of my experience, which is 33 years in the department, rose through the ranks to be the highest ranking woman in the department as the major of jail and court services. And when I thought about what a sheriff does and what the sheriff is supposed to stand for, I knew that that office should be an office that I work in. It should be the office that I hold, because the current sheriff is not creating a predictable and strong and disciplined work environment for the men and women who wear uniforms, the men and women who work in support roles, and the men and women who are incarcerated.
What do you mean by that? Not a predictable way?
Well, I mean that frequently I hear from the officers, and I witnessed this myself quite a bit, there's lots of changing of direction. You know, one moment we're going to, you know, we're not going to promote these particular guys, and the next moment we're going to promote, you know, everybody on the sergeant's list when we only need one person from the sergeant's list. We're going to embrace the heroin recovery pod. And then really days before I was supposed to launch it, I got a phone call that said, shut it down, from the sheriff's top administrator, and with no explanation. And then I went to the command staff meeting days later, and then I was told directly by the sheriff, oh, yeah, you want to do that pod? And I said, yes, I do. And I requested it again and said, oh, well, of course, I thought it was already done. So, you know, there was lots of confusion about who's actually running the office and who's actually giving instructions in order. And, you know, I did not come up in a department that was run that way. I came up in a very disciplined chain of command. You follow instructions, you do what the boss says, and whether or not you always agree with the boss, you know 100% what direction you're going in when you arrive at work that day.
And just for a point of clarification, would you mind telling us what a heroin recovery pod is?
Thank you. So through the meetings that I had when I became the major, I decided very immediately we were going to move out of the 1950s model of incarceration, which included very little programming for the prisoners. And we came up with the Women's Heroin Recovery Pod, which is a program that puts like individuals in a place in the jail, women who are struggling with addiction, and then we target services to those women, and not just treatment services, which are super important, but also services like, here's some tips about childcare. Here's how you write a resume. Here's how you get a job. Here's how you can get your driver's license back. Life skills. And we brought in the peer mentors that had already been through addiction and improved their lives. We brought those women in to mentor these women and move them along as well. It was quite successful. And I have to tell you, the women loved it and they thrived in that environment.
I want to talk about the partisanship of the race again, just because when you and incumbent Sheriff Jim Neal sought the party's nomination, you won it. And so you're endorsed by the party and the incumbent is not. What does that mean?
It means that we both, myself and my opponent, were seated for an interview with a committee of almost 10 people from the Democratic Party, and we were asked specific questions about our plans, what we wanted to do, our future, and what our visions were. And it means that when I answered those questions, the committee understood and knew and believed in exactly what I want to do. What I heard when the endorsement process proceeded on that Saturday was that my opponent came to the table and continued to address complex racial issues and inequalities with the blanket statement of, I don't see color. And he continued to say that over and over again. And quite frankly, that's not enough. You know, it's a given that we all treat everyone equally and fairly. That's the given. You have to drill down and do the multidimensional vision of moving the mark forward by being able to articulate that we do have an issue with minorities being overpunished, locked up for longer periods of time, incarcerated sometimes when they did not commit the crime that we've seen nationally, break out quite a bit. And those kinds of issues need to be addressed very articulately. And you can't just sit at a table and say, I don't see color. And I didn't say that. I said, here are the percentages. Here is what I want to do to improve those percentages.
How important is that party's endorsement to your campaign as a first-time candidate?
Well, I think it's incredibly important. It's important on a couple levels. One, that they will help me gain name recognition, that they are essentially putting their stamp on me saying, you know, this is our candidate. This is who we believe in. And two, it gives me that support that people in the party who have run campaigns, who are excellent, who have great advice for me, can actually engage me now and engage me in a very public way.
How would you characterize your departure from the Sheriff's Department?
That was, in one word, awful. It was a very, very hard experience for me to endure. It was nothing less than a witch hunt. The report that was created about me, and I'll just be very frank about it, was really the a witch hunt. And as I said, you know, that report was full of innuendos, gossip, half-truths. And I'll just give you an example. One of the complaints in the report was someone who had seen me in a hallway walking my rounds, and I had not smiled at them. And quite honestly, I don't remember seeing them, to be honest with you. I have a lot of things going on. I'm a pretty busy person. I go through that jail, and I talk to officers, and I talk to prisoners, and I engage people. I am a community person. I cannot imagine why anyone would put in a report that I somehow was not fit for the job because I didn't smile at them. So that was a very, very trying and hard experience for me to go through. But I will tell you this, it made me strong. It made me stronger. And it made me know that I need to be the next sheriff of Hamilton County.
Were you fired or did you retire? Were you forced out? How do you characterize it in that respect?
I was fired. I was absolutely fired. I know that my opponent likes to say they offered me a different position. And I have to tell you, it was a different position to the tune of thousands and thousands of dollars in a pay cut, any of the what you call perks of the job, losing. The main thing was losing my uniform, stripping me of all rank and uniform, and having me work in some position that no one reported to me and I had no real authority to do anything was just not, I mean, that wasn't an offer. That was absolutely a veiled, we want to fire you, but we don't know how to say it. We'll just say it. And so I was fired. Absolutely, I was.
You received an endorsement from former member of Congress, Gabby Giffords.
Yes.
From Arizona.
And yes, I did.
People may remember that she was nearly killed in a violent shooting that involved the death of other people.
Yes.
So she's become a gun control activist, and she's supporting you. What does that endorsement mean to you?
That endorsement is very special to me, and I'll tell you why. I'm sitting here today, and I'm wearing a Moms Demand Action bracelet, and that means that I believe in sensible gun control. I think that as a top law enforcement officer, that should be one of the primary platforms that I take. The fact that we should enforce better background checks, that we should deal with the situation that, you know, men and women are walking into gun shows and buying firearms and ammunition, and they don't have to do a background check. I mean, it makes no sense the way that those things are set up. I'm certainly not telling people I don't want them to own a firearm. I'm not saying that at all. I own firearms. But I want to increase the way that we monitor the safety of that, that we monitor who has a firearm and whether or not it's safe for that person to have a firearm.
I have time for one more quick question, and it's
sure.
Probably one that deserves a little more time. But let's talk about jail infrastructure. Do you think the county is in need of a new facility?
I know that my opponent thinks we need a new jail, and I do not think that. I know we're overcrowded. I worked in that jail for many, many, many years, more than I can I mean, a lot of years. And I tell you this, what we need to do is we need to fix it. We need to fix the jail we have. There's no public support for taxes to build a new jail. And until we really do our best to actually fix the infrastructure of the jail we have, let's then talk about whether we can spend the money, millions and millions of dollars, to build a new facility.
Charmaine McGuffey is a Democratic candidate for Hamilton County Sheriff. She faces fellow Democrat incumbent Sheriff Jim Neal in the March 17 primary. Charmaine, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We continue now with our look at the Democratic primary for Hamilton County Sheriff with incumbent Sheriff Jim Neal. Here is our pre-recorded interview. And my guest now is Hamilton County Sheriff Jim Neal. He is a Democrat running for re-election. Sheriff Neal, thank you for being with us.
Well, you're welcome, and it's a pleasure to be here. And this will be my third run.
I know. So, I mean,
third term.
It's strange, I think, for a lot of listeners still to hear Democrat sheriff running for re-election in Hamilton County, because for a generation or longer, it was a strong Republican office. I mean, Cy Lease is a legendary name in these parts for a lot of reasons. You're a Democrat who's held the seat. You're now seeking your third term in that office. Just give us a brief reason why you think you were the Democrat who changed that tide in Hamilton County.
I'm the first Democrat that was elected sheriff since 1976. Prior to Sheriff Lease, it was Sheriff Stokes. I am a career lawman, and I had support of law enforcement, and that's a big part of my success, is because I learned the job from the ground up. I was hired in 1981 as a deputy sheriff working in the county jail. I worked in the jail for just over 6 years. I transferred to the road patrol and worked another 24 years answering calls for service, but I was also, while I was at patrol, I was promoted through the ranks to lieutenant. So I learned the job step by step by step. So when I decided to run for sheriff, I was qualified based on my formal education and experiences as a deputy sheriff.
And so
I spent a career preparing myself for this position, and I believe the people that elected me seen that, and they were ready for a change. And that's why I always advocate that I am a career lawman, not a politician, because I never became partisan until 2012 when I decided to run for sheriff. And then that's when I became partisan. But prior to that, I was not partisan. I was just a lawman that that followed orders and had a job to do.
Did you tend to support personally Democrats or Republicans when you voted?
As a nonpartisan, I supported candidates running for judge that worked well with law enforcement. So I went both ways. If there was a good Democratic candidate for judge that worked well with law enforcement, I supported that candidate with my vote in the primary as well as the general. But and likewise for a Republican. So if you're able to access those voting records, you could say, well, you could tell, you can access when an individual was registered in a primary, that, but it doesn't tell you which candidate they were supporting.
Well, look, the only reason I would ask is because your win is somewhat historic, because you're now a two-term sheriff running for a third term as a Democrat. We talked about how unusual that is for this office. This time around, you're up against someone who came up through the ranks of the department as well, in Charmaine McGuffey. She received the endorsement of the County Democratic Party, and I would just like to hear from you why you think that is.
Well, first of all, let me tell you about Charmaine. I appointed her major during my first term as sheriff. She was my appointment for major in the largest division in our office. So that tells you how I thought of Charmaine, how I think of Charmaine, to give her such an appointment and a position. I appointed her major. She was in my circle of trust, in my command staff, my circle of trust. So I thought highly of Charmaine. That's why I appointed her major to run a jail court services. So
so it surprises you that she's challenging you
here? Yes, it surprises me, but that's not my disappointment because the political process is open to anybody. I decided to run. I heard Sheriff Lease was retiring. And being a DARE instructor all them years, we always tell kids there's risk worth taking. And hey, Jim Neal, this is a risk worth taking. Sheriff Lease is retiring. The seat's going to be open up. So I gave it a go, and I was elected, and I became the first Democrat elected sheriff since 1976, the year I graduated from high school and the year I started the University of Cincinnati. And that's when Charmaine and I, we went to college together, 1976, University of Cincinnati, a police technology program at University College. But the disappointment isn't with her running. The disappointment is that there was a official complaint lodged against her by a coworker, and I had internal affairs investigate that complaint, and it led to dozens of interviews of employees that worked in the sheriff's office, and the complaint of creating a hostile work environment and bullying was sustained. So I had a decision to make. And knowing that she's very successful in providing networking and bringing services into the jail, at that time I had funding for another position as a program coordinator in the county jail. So I offered her that position to get her out of uniform, out of the chain of command to protect the subordinate employees, but still to utilize her experiences and expertise that would still benefit the sheriff's office. Well, she didn't accept the position, and ultimately she was terminated for failure to show. You know, I offered her a position, gave her 30 days. She failed to show, so she was terminated for AWOL, a no-show.
Okay.
But
disappointment. Yeah, let's address that in the partisan aspect because you both have your version of events, although they do seem to align based on the conversations I've had with each of you now on a little mostly on sort of the mechanics of what went down. There may be other nuances that you'll be able to hash out as the campaign continues, but you're both running now for the Democratic nomination. The party, the official party, said that voters should choose her.
Okay, from the partisan aspect, I've always advocated that I serve the people. I don't serve political bosses. And right now, the party is heavily influenced by a handful of Democrats in the city of Cincinnati and one in particular in Hamilton County. The Greg Landsmans, the Tamara Dinard, did I pronounce it right?
Tamaya Dinard, yes.
Tamaya Dinard, Greg Landsman, P.G. Settenfeld, Chris Seelbach, Aftab Perville. They got the ear of the party. They have control of the party. Well, I am a career lawman. I'm more comfortable in the skin of being a lawman versus being a politician. So I don't get involved in any form of political. I'm not an activist. I was elected as a law enforcement leader to enforce the laws, follow the rule of law, and follow judge's orders. So I stay in my lane, and I don't get involved with a lot of the political activities, because if I start supporting platforms and not the law, then I'm going to fail the office and fail the people I serve. But the people that elected me expect to work well with other electeds, and I do. I work well with both Democrats and elected Republicans. And so I'm different. I'm not... although I'm partisan, I don't act partisan. And I think that's it, you know, it puts me at odds with some of the other elected leaders because I don't drink their Kool-Aid.
And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. I'm joined now by Hamilton County Sheriff Jim Neal, a Democrat who is running for re-election. He faces fellow Democrat Charmaine McGuffey in the primary on March 17. Sheriff, you've served two terms. You're looking for a third term. What is your message to voters about what you have achieved as sheriff and why you should be given another 4 years?
What I've achieved is I inherited an office that was decimated during the Great Recession. We lost 25% of our staffing levels and 25% of our budget. This is the first year since 2007 that we have a budget that's comparable for the size of the office. 2007, they had a budget that was accommodating to the size of the office, and this year I have a budget that's accommodating to the size of the office. And we're talking, at the time that the budget was submitted, we're talking 873 employees. It fluctuates all the time because you have people that resign, you have people that retire, you have every now and then someone's terminated, but it fluctuates. But you got the ballpark figure at that time. So we have a budget to accommodate the 873 employees. So with that being said, what I've done and will continue to do is collaborations. They work. They're a force multiplier. I collaborate with public sector. I collaborate with the private sector. And with public sector, those are also includes collaborations with other law enforcement agencies, local, state, and federal. And with federal, I have a task force where we're on task force with the FBI. We have we have deputies that investigate computer crimes, these predators after, you know, our youth. And that task force is with the FBI, computers crime task force. I have a task force with the U.S. Marshal because it's a statutory mandate on the sheriff to track down and arrest fugitives. Well, the U.S. Marshals, they're also tracking and arresting fugitives. So we're working together on that. So I have a couple deputies that are working on the U.S. Marshal Fugitive Task Force. So my two with the other U.S. Marshals that are out there, you can see where my investment is two deputies, but look at all the law enforcement officers that are out there tracking down and arresting fugitives. It's just a wonderful concept. And then I also I was one of the originating law enforcement commanders that started up the heroin task force. There was three of us that got together and said we're tired of talking about the heroin epidemic. Let's do something about it. Let's take action. So we formed. We went back the chiefs meet once a month in Hamilton County, and so we got with the other police chiefs. We put together a committee, and from that committee, we put together a heroin task force that investigates the predators selling at that time heroin. Now it's expanded to the fentanyls, the carfentanyls, and now there's other drugs involved. But what is unique is that we were the first piece in the heroin coalition because we were organized and ready to go.
You do have an issue with the number of inmates that are being housed, and I want to hear some of your ideas for addressing that. I've heard you talk about bail reform or early release programs or maybe the concept of a new jail. Could you finish up by offering us how you plan to address that?
I have a collaboration with Sweet Cheeks Diaper Bank. Now, how does that help the jail population? Well, we're bundling the diapers for Sweet Cheeks using female offenders that qualify for the detail. They're bundling the diapers, and while they're bundling the diapers, they're earning time off their sentence.
Okay, so in our last moment together, does the county need a new jail?
the county doesn't need a new jail. It needs additional space, though, to accommodate the special needs population. What we're trying to do is to provide treatment and also programming to maybe help meet their needs to reduce the recidivism. What do you need? What's going to stop you from – do you need a GED? Do you need a job? Do you need housing to work with them to accommodate their needs? If the average offender recidivates 7 times, look at the impact if they only recidivate 6 times. You're making a mark, and that's what we're trying to do.
Hamilton County Sheriff Jim Neal, a Democrat running for re-election, faces challenger Charmaine McGuffey in the Democratic primary on Tuesday, March 17. Sheriff Neal, we do appreciate you coming in and chatting with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Marks.